Well, the tough times, the good times, the bad times, the rough times, times when you're up, times when you're down. Where do you go? How do you know who you can rely on? Psalm 27 is one of my favorite psalms. You see, God cares for us. He cares for us when we're going through the difficulties, when we're going through the bad times, the tough times, the good times. One thing I know, the psalmist says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Who do you fear in those difficult times? What do you fear? What are you afraid of? Vi and Dwayne, as they've shared, you know, at that point when you're looking at the C word and you're looking at a wife who's not able to function properly and the difficult times, who do you grab onto? Who do you go to? You go to the Lord. The psalmist says this, the Lord is my light, and also this, my salvation. And he says, whom shall I fear? Who do you fear? You don't have to fear anyone if the Lord is with you. The Lord is my stronghold in my life. A stronghold is something that you can rely on. It's like an anchor in your life. It's like the main thing in your life. Who can you rely on when everything else you can't rely on? The Lord is my stronghold. In him shall I be afraid. Of whom shall I be afraid? No one. Verse 2. When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Verse 3. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then will I be confident. I will trust in the Lord. One thing I know, I can trust in the Lord. I can hang on to him. He's always there for me. But the second part of that is verses 4 to 6. One thing I ask of the Lord. If you had one thing that you could ask of the Lord today, what would it be? One thing. Look what the psalmist said. One thing I ask of the Lord. Here it is. This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He wanted to be in the house of the Lord. He wanted to be in a place of worship, a place that he could hear from God and he could speak to God. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And listen to this. He wanted to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in the temple. Is that your desire? To have that kind of relationship with the living God. Live in that kind of a relationship where you say, Lord, I love you, and you get to experience his love. That's found in community for sure, but it's found in a relationship that you can only have with Jesus Christ. That's what the psalmist says. For in the day of trouble, and we're all going to have it, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He'll keep me safe. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set my feet upon a rock. He'll put our feet on a rock. Verse 6 says this, then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with the shouts of joy and will sing and make music to the Lord. What is the psalmist saying here? One thing I ask of the Lord, I just want to have a relationship with you. I want to be with God's people. I want to worship you with other people. One of the great joys we have each Sunday is to gather together in this place and to worship the Lord together. One thing I ask of the Lord. Then the psalmist goes on, one thing I need. If there was one thing that you really needed of the Lord today, what would it be? He goes into verse 7. He says this, hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says to you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. He wants to seek the Lord's face. He wanted to follow what the Lord wanted him to do. And he says in verse 9, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. And then these great words, teach me your way, O Lord. What a great request of the Lord. Lord, you teach me. You teach me. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. And then verse 12, do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, or false witnesses rise up against me, breathing your violence, out violence. He says, protect me from those who want to destroy me. If there are those things that want to destroy you, ask God to help you, to protect you. One thing I need you, Lord, in my life. But lastly, one thing I will do. One thing I will do. What should you do when you walk out of this place today of worship? He says in verse 13, I am still confident of this. I love this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He says, you know what? There's better things coming than what we see right now. There's a much better place that's been prepared for us. God has good things for us, and he wants to give them to us. And he says, you know what? I will still be confident of this. He's saying, be strong. But then in verse 14, he says this, but you have to what? Wait. Be strong. Be confident. And he says in verse 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. That's what the psalmist says. One thing I will know, one thing I will ask of the Lord, one thing I need, one thing I will do. I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to wait for him. You know what? Giving thanks in everything? Question mark. Everything? I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I don't know what the circumstances are. But the Lord is good. He's blessed you in many areas. Can you hang on to those things? Can you wait for him? He shows you what he has for you. I love the people we've had share this morning. You know, God works, and sometimes we don't always see how he's going to work right now. But we know that he's working. He's working in your life, and he's working in my life. One thing I will do, I'm going to follow him all the days of my life. I hope that's your prayer.